Subsequent restless steps of breathless death. The quest is checked to address what's left of the mess and kept. Lessons we forget in the presence. What we have slept is the concrescence of what we have dreamt. Pains and compelled my face felt as my brain fell asunder under the wondrous insane spell of angels. We've been seeing me in grief, perceiving demons screaming, shrieking, revealing a treasonous reasoning that was concealing the feelings. Really perceiving me as a being who was freely even, balanced between degrees of extremes without ends, endless breathing. Non-positional, subliminal signal sinking into the dream, thinking of a fickle single simpleton, one individual in the middle of a sticky prickly pickle. I am the riddle of our hearts, questioning of our thoughts, festering to start attempting to start rejection of our pockmarked repressions, harsh obsessions over dark reflections that mars our contentment regarding the art of perfection and people as equal yet evil, ego protection as fearful evil deception. Now look how far the web of scars has gone on, connecting, infecting the causes, redirecting effects of flaws lost in the dead wrong direction. Or with the trick, headstrong and tripping, headlong to be heading. Yet you'll see it smells of a dead end, full of descendants and hellish friends who lend a helping lens to fully see him, could truly be the ugly beauty. For some knew me as this distinct young man at the brink of blinking, only thinks and ponders to understand the will that fills the bridge to bring him to the other land. But you'll discover brothers and sisters, it's just all actually damned, and you're rashly commanded here by fierce thunderous voice, the thunderous grasping hand, searching for a no uncertainty and unfold only world you see, where only uncertainty is slowly resurfacing. The structures punctured, cracked without an exact plan, as the grasping mind, massive line, and empty attempt to attach and stand nervously in an untracked path, purposely a map that made of straight sifting, sinking quicksand. Sit still, what I think there is where I land, until I drift again, scared, no longer aware of who I am. In this self-imposed morose, close frozen hell, that close ghost mode on this ghost old cold world which he holds on to as his bruised armor, losing honor through the brooding trauma of reviewing karma's brewing drama, only to see the soul is free. The truth and dharma, whole and complete, let go of the deceit that you fall for, where no beliefs assault, and not repeat the best-selling plot, feeding into the melting pot of normality, replete with plastic, wrapping a graphic, snapping a sad reenactment of the ever-present future that is passing. For the fact that this trip is shocking and off the grips within the preposterous monster is dominant to the personal unconscious whose competence is far from what is the constant astonishment in the entirety of universal consciousness, which is the blissful totality of all of our individual realities filled with miracles and tragedies, mirrors refracting ethereal tapestries, the original masterpiece amassed with these. When we go on and drop the normal position and have begun to stop forming opinions and assumptions that corrupt the foreign transition of being one subject and witness within this growing stillness, which is the naturally unfolding condition of existence. Tripping, I stop gripping, and in an instance I was living the difference, a heavenly hell eventually gelling the charm and harm in me, the harmony of alarming dissonance, disarming our habitual inference which imprints ignorance over instinct, relearning the unconditional imperative innocence within this interstice that exists between redeemed intuition and wisdom's intelligence, a fortune of telling gems embedded in the ascending spin, remembered when the next level begins, then hope for open moment, holding on to the last stretch, shred left in my cracked and chested head, stressed before gorely torn to the ignored core, reborn from death, accepting what's in store for a sore gore, as it's no doubt about the check at right toward the psych ward from fights forcefully, defeating drastic plea of complete insanity. Don't weep over this calamity, at least there were no casualties, casually, yet passionately relaxed to be effortless involvement. Enter this evolving, sentience dissolving, for one short minute falling gently forward, one more instant calling to be explored, for your pure endurance is the curing insurance which alluringly assures us that our respective yet collective purposes surely converges to conceive the expansive grand galactic plan. The universe superbly weaves and merges when each seeks peaceful peaks, empty on our own to be steadily shown all we've already known through seeds sown, bloomed and grown, to emerge beyond a strong species, to be the eyes from which our planet sees, the lungs with which our planet breathes, the blood of which our planet bleeds, the tongue which gives our planet speech.